listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Mackay's new council will be officially sworn in just moments at a ceremony at the showgrounds. Six new faces will be sitting in the chambers, and Mayor Greg Williamson says campaign agendas have been put to the side and one united council is ready to serve.
I think we've got a council this time round that will actually deliver a fantastic result for our local community.
It's been 5 years in the making, and finally, Gilmour Space Technologies is ready to launch its unmanned rocket in Bowen. If they receive the go-ahead from the Australian Space Agency, April 29 will become the historic day. It'll be the first commercial orbital space launch in Australia's history. CEO Adam Gilmour says the opportunities from there are endless.
We plan to build larger rockets in the future, and that will allow us to take just more satellites up into space. And the block upgrade we're doing will be able to take satellites to orbit around the moon, and we can't wait to get that vehicle done.
An agency spokesperson says Gilmour is working closely with the Office of the Space Regulator to ensure the launch meets the requirements. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick is touring the facility this morning while the Community Cabinet Tour continues with the Premier in Mackay. And we can reveal to you just how many elderly Queenslanders have been affected by the crime crisis. Mackay and the Whitsundays had the third lowest number of assaults in the state, with 48 incidents against someone aged over 65 in the last 3 years. QPS says it's committed to combating violent crimes against all Queenslanders, especially our most vulnerable. In sport, a new alliance looks to shake up the Mackay Rugby Union comp when it begins this weekend. The Cuttable Camelbox and Mackay Cities have joined forces to survive, running out onto Lion Sports Park as the City Box Barbarians. They'll host Brothers Mackay on Saturday.